Did you notice that whenever the scholar asked Jesus a question, Jesus did not answer the question directly? He answered the question with another question. It was to help the scholar to come to understand more fully the law by thinking through the question. What is he to do to inherit the kingdom of God or eternal life? Now the scholar quotes Deuteronomy, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, being, strength, and mind." And then he quotes the book of Numbers, "And to love your neighbor as yourself." So he understands that he's to love God completely, his total self. Nothing withhold from God. Everything of his whole self he gives to the Lord. And then he gives the same way he would want to be treated to the neighbor. If we love God with our whole self, completely and totally, making him number one, then it would make sense that from that source of love that I've touched and received, it would overflow into all my other relationships. But he wants to make himself look good before Jesus. And so he questions a little bit further to prove to Jesus that he's okay. He's ready to enter the kingdom of heaven. And who is my neighbor? And Jesus gives the story of the Good Samaritan. The scholar is expecting Jesus to say, "Your neighbor is your fellow Jew. Take care of him." And then he could say, "Well, I've done that. I'm good. Fine." But Jesus uses the Good Samaritan, the Samaritan story. Now, the Jews hated the Samaritans, and the Samaritans hated the Jews. After they came back from Babylon, there was a group of Jews who intermingled with pagans and married pagans and accepted their ideas, their customs, and their worship. So the devout Jew would not have anything to do with these people who were kind of fly-by-nights. And yet he's the one Jesus uses as the hero of the story. We are told that the Samaritan was moved with compassion. And the word of compassion isn't like we would just go, "Aw," or "Isn't that too bad?" To be compassionate is the one who would share in the sufferings with. That this person, the Samaritan, is so moved by the sufferings that he is touched with anguish himself because of what he's seen in the suffering of the Jewish person. So who is the neighbor? The one who showed mercy. Because the fellow Jews did not help their fellow Jew. It was the one who showed mercy and compassion to a stranger, an alien, a foreigner, an enemy. This is truly living out the scripture. To my love of God overflows to my love of neighbor, no matter who it is. And it could be somebody you can't stand. And I often fear that when I die and stand before the judgment seat, I won't see Jesus in all his glory. I'm going to see a person who I didn't treat well. Because whenever we do to the least of God's people, we are doing it to him. The first reading is a part from Moses saying goodbye to the Israelites. It's right before he dies. He's reminding the Israelites that to do God's will is the best thing to do for our lives. It is somehow, this is the way we live and are close in relationship with God. It is something that is not foreign. It is not something that is hard to do. It's not something that you can't outdo with something else. It's already written in our hearts. It's on our minds. We would call it the natural law. That even as somebody who had never heard of God or Jesus or read the Bible or heard of the Ten Commandments, if they heard of somebody killing another, something inside of them would say, "That does not sound right." Or if somebody's stealing something from some other person, they would somehow understand, "You shouldn't do that." And every once in a while, somebody will come to confession and say, "I don't know how, but I feel this is somehow morally wrong." Is that something inside of us tells us what is good or bad, even if we can't define it or we haven't been taught that? Because God's already put that on our hearts. We already know that. God has already made sure that we are understanding of what it helps us to live out our right relationship with Him and with one another. Through Christ, we come to understand more perfectly the Father and His will for each one of us, and that He looked with compassion upon us when we were in sin, when we were suffering from the choices that we have made, and never wanting us to suffer long. He sends Christ as our good Samaritan to bring us back and to heal us and make us well. And He who offers Himself upon the cross for our salvation pays the ultimate price of compassion for us wayward sinners. But now He has restored us to that right relationship. And when we listen to God's will in our hearts and our lives, then our love will be responded to. We respond to God's love. God responds to our love with that overflowing generosity and mercy, compassion for each one of us. And when we are doing that, then it overflows to our neighbor, even if it's someone who we do not love, because we have experienced God's love in our own lives, and we are called to share that then with the other.